Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Dr. Pam Popper, 1-614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. It is extremely difficult to make positive changes in the way medicine is practiced in our country. Medical professionals are often really quick to adopt screening tests or treatment protocols before there's ample evidence of efficacy or even safety. And then even when the evidence becomes overwhelming that the test or protocol is not effective or safe, the system is reluctant to change its ways. A great deal of emotion accompanies the discussion of mammograms. This is one area where change needs to be made, and this is why so many women still have mammograms in spite of scant evidence that they're protective and some evidence that they're harmful. Last year, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommended that screenings begin at the age of 50 instead of 40, and that women get them every other year instead of every year. Now, I still insist that these recommendations are not strong enough because the research really shows that mammograms don't reduce the risk of dying from breast cancer, which makes one wonder why you would have it. But in any case, a new study published online by the British Medical Journal reinforces the idea that perhaps women should just avoid mammography. The study was conducted in Denmark, which happens to be a really good country to study mammography outcomes, because for the past 17 years, only about 20% of women in Denmark have been screened, so there's a really large control group from which data can be gathered. Now, in this particular study, two geographic areas were included, Copenhagen, where screening was introduced in 1991, and another area called Funen, where screening was introduced in 97. Between 97 and 2005, deaths from breast cancer dropped by 5% for women between the ages of 35 and 55 in both of these areas, and then for women between 55 and 74, the decline was 1% mortality rate. Now, those numbers certainly don't point to large benefits from screening, but they look even worse when compared to Danish women who did not get screened during that time. In the non-screened population, the death rate from breast cancer declined by 6% for women between the ages of 35 and 55, and 2% for women between 55 and 74. So not huge differences, but certainly indicating no benefit from mammography. The researchers also observed that the diagnosis of carcinoma in situ, which many of us have begun to call pseudocancer, doubled in the population of women who were screened and remained the same in the non-screened population. And this is concerning to a lot of us because these non-invasive lumps are usually treated aggressively with surgery, radiation, drugs, and a lot of us really have come to believe, and certainly the medical literature shows, that this constitutes over-treatment and that a lot of these things would be just better left alone. So I'm going to continue to recommend that women avoid screening and instead focus on reducing their risk of breast cancer by practicing dietary excellence and optimal habits and getting their body fat down to 19 or 20% of weight, which is really the only protection that is meaningful. Mammography does not save lives. And, you know, I understand the emotional attachment and the brainwashing that's gone on as women have been told they must get screened and it's dangerous not to get screened, and we've been told that screening saves lives. It does not. There is no scientific evidence that it does, and that's the only information that we can really legitimately consider. And that's all for now. I will not be sending a message out tomorrow because it's the beginning of the holiday weekend, and I'm hoping to not work so much and take some time off. So I will be back to you in a more rested state on Monday. So have a great day.